I'd like to welcome Lawrence Goldberg and Peter Locke here from the cast of Les Miserables in Kalamazoo this week until Sunday. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you so much. It's really great to have a very, very busy couple of musicians and actors and performers in the studio here. And I'd like to start with you, Lawrence, if I could.
Sure.
When I was talking to Bethany about arranging an interview, it was the music director that I wanted to to meet.
I'm flattered. That's unusual. Usually the actors get all the attention.
It might be because I love stories of backstage. I like knowing what happens during the rehearsal periods and what happens before the show starts. And there's, of course, lots of great movies and plays and stuff about back behind the scenes at a production, and I know you're right at the heart of it.
Oh yeah,
in putting this.
I'll tell you
together.
Everything you need to know about Peter backstage,
and I'll tell you all the faces Larry makes while he's conducting the show.
You have some amazing shows to your credit as music director. I could go through a long list of things, but I wondered if you know when you are hired to do a musical production, if that particular musical becomes the best musical in the world to you. There's no other, and it's the sole focus for you for months.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's quite a few shows that I've worked on that I was not terribly a fan of until I worked on them. And then they have a way of getting under your skin, and you get to know the inner workings, and you do have to sort of fall in love with it a little bit and in order to do your best work, I think. And you find out a lot of things about the writing that most people miss or don't necessarily, follow the first time around. So, but Les Mis is easy to love, though. There's so much going on, and it's so stirring, and it's all music. It's sung, through composed. So it's almost like an opera in a way, but in a very, very accessible way. So a lot of people who have never seen opera before come to Les Mis and feel like they've seen an opera that they can relate to. And it's exciting for people, to do that,
sure.
to feel like they've connected that viscerally with something that feels like an opera, because it's dramatic and majestic and sweeping, and it takes people away.
Yeah, when you go back to classical composers like Mozart and Beethoven, their ultimate goal was to be opera composers, and because it fuses every perfect art form in one, and that's what you get to do with Les Mis as well, with a through sung
that's
piece.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think people love to be moved in the theater. That's why you come to a theater piece. And straight plays move you in a certain way, but music moves you in a very, very different way that is, I think, in many ways more powerful, which is why I'm a musician. and so to have a piece like Les Mis, which is completely music, is just that much more of an intense experience. And I think that's why people come back and see it again and again. They know how it ends. They're not there to see the story and how it ends. They're there to take the journey with us, and that touches people in a very, very deep way that I don't think you get in many other pieces.
What was your background with Les Mis as a young musician growing up?
Well, I got the cast recording as soon as it came to Broadway in 1986. I was basically just starting my career at that point. I was living in Pittsburgh, where I had gone to school. I took a trip to New York. I went to see it on Broadway. I was sitting way up in the second balcony, so I didn't quite get the full impact of the show as if I had been where I am now, right in front of the stage in the pit. But clearly, there's so many great tunes in the show, and they became instant hits in the business, and everyone was singing them in auditions, and it was, you just got to know the show very well back then, and being in the business. And it wasn't until 2002 when I actually got to work on the previous version of the tour of Les Mis. So a lot of time went by where I wasn't really a part of the show. But I did it for 2 years back then, I know Peter has a long history with the Broadway production as well back then. So we're both returning to the show in a way on this production. And this is a brand new production that's quite exciting. Some new things. The set is new. The orchestrations are brand new. So it's a great time to see it again.
Well, I know they made a movie of it recently.
They did?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, but a lot of movie musicals are very well done. It's just that the fact that it's not live takes away, ultimately, from the experience. It's watching a performer like you, Peter, take those chances in singing and acting right in front of you that is addictive, I think.
It's great. They're both completely different mediums. And what was interesting about the hi, Kara.
Hi, Peter.
Right Sorry, in. I jumped right in there. Sorry, Larry. What's interesting is that they did record a lot of their vocals live to try to get that live sense and immediacy, and I think they were pretty successful in a lot of cases. And there's stuff that they could do that we just can't. They can be more intimate. They can be
the camera can get right in there,
and they can be cinematic. And there's things we can do that they aren't able to as well. And I think Larry was talking about what it feels like to be in the audience and feel music. And there's something very unique about Les Mis. It has a thrust to it. And everyone that's in the cast currently, actually, this cast is amazing with the vocal talent that we have in this cast. It's pretty impressive. And everybody has a thrust to their voice. Everyone has something that'll hit you in the chest. And so it's unlike some other shows that pop shows. You know, they have a different a way about how you're going to sing them. It's a little softer, a little more. You're gonna riff. You're gonna do little things like that. But with our show, you have to use force. You have to use strength and get that out to the audience. So, thank you for loving live performance.
The story, of course, is extremely powerful and. It has an inevitability to it. It's just pushing forward. And even like you said, Lawrence, where you know what's going to happen, it's being part of the feeling the inevitability of things that would require that kind of voice, I think.
Yeah.
You can't just sing it.
And Larry, there's something interesting with these orchestrations are brand new. For this show, for this production.
Really?
And
you can't change orchestrations, can you?
And I think what they did with it is what you're talking about is this tumbling forward momentum, and how they accomplish that is interesting in certain places. Like, what was the first moment when you came back to the show that you were like, wow, okay, that's really different, and it does this as opposed to.
Yeah.
Something else, I don't know.
Well, just in case some of your listeners don't understand what orchestrations are, I'll just briefly explain that it's how the music is distributed among the instrumentalists in the pit. So you can have the same tunes being sung on stage, and the instruments in the pit can be playing completely different parts, and yet it still goes with what the singer is singing. So it's just like we have a brand new set, but it's the same story. It's sort of an analogy for the different music that the instruments are playing, but the same tunes. I found that when I first heard these orchestrations, the old version of the show had a acoustic guitar in the pit, and that was actually it had also electric guitar. It had a lot of guitar. And I missed that we do not have a live guitar, but we have a couple of keyboards, and guitar is sort of subsumed into the keyboard parts. The technology has come such a long way in the last 25 years that you can do a lot more. We have 14 pieces in the pit, and back on Broadway they had like 23, I think. So it's a little more compact, mm-hmm. But it sounds so much bigger than 14 pieces. I think when you come see the show, you're going to be amazed at just how stirring and huge the orchestra sounds, because we are harnessing the technology, and we have four live strings in the pit. But I did miss the live guitar, and they've reworked some of the textures a little bit, and Now that I've come to know this orchestration much better, I think it is much more sophisticated than the original. The original had sort of a modular, almost blocky quality to it, which was of its time, of the 80s. And now I think this orchestration is much more layered and textural and orchestral in a way. Mm. The old version had an electric bass, so you sort of had this sort of rock-based feel to it. We have an orchestral string bass, which gives it a whole different range of possible sounds.
Right,
you know, so
right.
when the show is orchestral, it's really much more orchestral than it ever was.
More operatic.
Yeah. And we still have, you know, there's a lot of the show is sort of pop music based, but we're still able to bring that in a big way.
Right.
So it's a good combination of things, yeah.
I should mention to listeners that much more information on tickets and such is available at the Miller Auditorium box office, which is 269-387-2300. Also, MillerAuditorium.com is the website for that. Discounts are available on tickets this week, so you can find out more by calling 387-2300 and or by calling Bethany down over there at the Miller box office. She'd be happy to talk to you. My guests, if you've just tuned in, are Lawrence Goldberg, music director of Les Mis, and the lead character and singer Peter Lockyer. Back to you, Peter, if you don't mind. Let's go back to the rehearsal process that I love so much, this how bringing it all together. You're all pros with lots of shows behind you in this production. So were you given that much time to bring it together?
Actually, I personally had more rehearsal time coming into this company as a replacement than I normally get in any other show. As Larry said, I have a past history at the show. I did the original production on Broadway for 6 years, playing Marius at the time. So I know the show well, but coming in, my direction from the directors, from the musical director, was all this is a new feel, and we want you to find a new sense of urgency with it, a sense of tumbling forward, like the orchestrations, like the immediacy, the grit with our production. The old production was sort of majestic and romantic, and had these, speaking of orchestrations, had these romantic line cello lines and oboe lines, boom boom dee doo boom boo boo, like it was beautiful, and this production just takes another look at this piece in a grittier way, so things are driving forward all the time. So I had 4 weeks actually to come into the show, which is a long time, and so I had a lot of time to play with the directors in the rehearsal room and just sort of look for different ways that I can express Valjean's frustration coming out of prison for 19 years and hard labor and surviving that, and his reactions to the world around him that weren't treating him well. And so we played around with that, and I think I found a more angular way to express that.
It's interesting you mentioned having played another part in Les Mis, and other people in the cast have also played other parts. Do you have to just get over it when you see somebody doing something different than you would have done in...
Yeah, I mean, that's what's great about our profession. You hang around long enough, you realize our world is not as big as you might think it is. So you end up working with people that you've worked with before. And for instance, the guy playing Javert, he and I both did the show together in New York, playing different roles. And so it's really fun to sort of look at each other now that much older, you know, and play these different roles and just sort of get a little kick from it, you know. We sort of enjoy the camaraderie and looking at each other and laughing at each other off stage and talking about old times. It's good fun.
Lawrence, you don't have the higher fire power here, do you? Did you pick Peter to be in this production?
Oh, no, Peter was already here by the time I joined. I've only been doing this production for the last 5 months. And Peter's been here a little longer than that.
And I hope you don't fire me now.
Yeah. No.
So you are working with a cast that was set by
We've had a little turnover since then. This is an ongoing job. This tour has been out for over 2 years. People come and go.
Yeah.
And part of my job is to train the new people that are coming in. So we're going through a bit of an influx now where new people are coming and learning the show. Okay. And other older people are deciding that they're time to move on. It always gives the cast a sort of freshness. There's always some new blood. You know, people are still exploring the piece at various depths of time experience in the show. So it keeps it interesting.
What do you absolutely expect of someone coming new to the cast? What should they have?
Well, they better be able to sing pretty well. Everyone brings something different, and that's also something interesting about, I think, for someone like Peter, like seeing some other actors playing the part that he used to play on Broadway. I mean, everyone's going to bring their own take on things, and I think, you know, even if you feel like your way of doing it was the way you would continue to do it.
No, Larry, my way was the way.
Yeah. the definitive version. It's always interesting to see how someone else deals with the exact same material and does find something that you never would have thought of. I think that's exciting for an artist to see other ways of doing things. It sort of fires up your own imagination about things.
Absolutely. I often get asked if it's weird for me to see other people play the part that I played for so long, and it's not weird at all. It's actually just quite natural. It's fun to see, and because I'm never going to play that again. I'm too old now. So, you know, it's fun to see other people go through those experiences. But
think that's very generous.
No, it's very true. You know, I mean, a career is a long thing. So it's fun to see people experiencing. I actually get a kick out of being in this show now and seeing people experience parts that, you know, I remember experiencing, you know, and just experiencing the trajectory of enjoying the show in various forms and times, and it's a great time. But something struck me earlier when you were talking to Larry about firing and hiring, and Larry, when you responded, you know, it's interesting to try to get people to come together in a musical way that we're all speaking the same language. Just the other day, you know, and I've been doing this for 10 months now, this role, Larry came into my room and said, "Hey, I got a few notes for you," which is so great because I can't listen to myself when I'm doing the show. And Larry's out there trying to keep everything and everybody on the same page, 14 musicians, singers on the stage. Everybody has to stay together. And just having that ear sometimes is like, oh, I had no idea I was doing that. Thank you so much.
You can't always know.
Yeah, it's great. So it's a constant work in progress, I think, is what we're saying in different ways, you know?
Well, while we're still on the concept of people playing the same role, other people playing the same role, I thought we'd take a break and listen to one of Jean Valjean's songs here called Who Am I?
Yes. And I believe this is the UK recording, John Owen Jones, who's a fantastic singer.
Okay.
So enjoy.
Even though Peter's is the definitive version.
Tickets for Les Mis available at 387-2300 or at MillerAuditorium.com. From the live cast recording from London, it sounded like.
Yes, they were cheering very Englishly there.
We had a chants and
dance and whatever. Yeah.
Well, we just got a tiny little taste of a highlight from Les Mis there. And you can ask for the Valjean discount when you call 387-2300 for tickets for Les Mis.
Also, what does that mean? You get a loaf of bread with your tickets?
No, it means I have the power to give such discounts.
I'm speaking with Peter Lockyer, who's playing Jean Valjean, and the music director, Lawrence Goldberg. And this is one of the most amazing musicals because it has lasted so very, very long, almost improbably, according to its first, you know, critical notices. You know, it didn't seem like it was going to survive.
Yeah, I've heard Cameron McIntosh, the producer of the show, has said, you know, it's thanks to the fans. originally even at the Barbican in London that this show exists, because the critics were lukewarm to it and the fans came out and said, no, wait a second, this is special. You know, and they continue to do so.
There was a
revolution, and there continues to be. And with this production, it's been so much fun for me to see, and I'm sure you as well, Larry, to see a whole new generation, because it was away just long enough for kids that were too young to really see it, to become tweens and teenagers, and to come for the first time and see in their eyes the excitement of seeing this for the first time. So it's been fun.
Speaking of seeing, I feel like I really need to go back and correct a misperception perhaps that listeners may have about Peter Lockyer, because he's been talking about being around for such a long time. He looks like he's about 27 or 28 years old.
Oh, I wish. Plus a lot.
One of the things also I admire about the cast of musicals is they need to be fit on a number of different levels, vocally and beyond.
Oh, yes. And add to that, moving every week on the road, which just is an extra layer of challenge.
I don't like change that much.
No. And then we're all cooped up backstage together and somebody gets a bug and then it just flies through the company. We've been dealing with that. You know, this has been a tough flu season for, you know, all around the country, and we've certainly been having our share of trying to piece together a performance with survivors.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge in doing a run of any show, is just keeping your health up so that you can perform, and changing climates. We go from city to city, and the barometer changes, the actual temperature might go from, you know, freezing to 80 degrees, and to sing through those changes requires a lot of focus, you know, and like you're saying, different fitness levels. You know, the first few months in the show, my back was sore from carrying the Marius, you know, and you know, your knees get a little tired, but so you find ways to strengthen certain areas of your body to just get through it, you know? And, it's certainly, definitely more of an athletic endeavor than people realize.
So just relying on one's own adrenaline is probably not a good plan.
probably no plan at all. The adrenaline dissipates.
Well, tell me about, the rest of the cast, some of the unique qualities of, your other performers.
Well, we have a brand new, well, not so brand new anymore. She's been here a few months, actress playing Fontaine, who's French-Canadian.
Geneviève
Leclerc. she's fantastic. We've been getting a number of Canadians into the company now, because when this tour closes in August, it's going to be sitting down in Toronto for 4 months.
Do you get to stay in Toronto as well?
Or? I don't
either, no.
So
although I'm half Canadian, I don't.
Oh. Well, you should do half the show then.
That's right. Just the first act.
We've got people in the cast who have, I think one of our new girls was actually a Canadian Idol finalist. We've got people that sing pop music, and we've got people who have operatic backgrounds. I mean, it's really an interesting mix, but they're all incredibly strong singers. And somehow they all sing really well together. So, gotta hand it to them. Yeah.
The acting has to be top notch too, Peter.
Yeah, it's, I'm really impressed with this company. Like I said, it's, I get to revisit an old friend in Andrew Varela and Javert, and we get to duke it out on stage together. I mainly only see a couple people in the show. My show is very funny. I see Javert, I see Fantine, and I see Marius for a little bit, and Cosette. That's really all I see. I spend a lot of time on stage alone, you know, yelling to the heavens and softly speaking to the heavens as well. The company itself is out of all of the companies I did do with this show, it's vocally one of the strongest companies throughout that I've been a part of. So it's pretty talented company. I was thinking of this the other day. You know, we earlier with the show's run and with Claude Michel and Alain Boublil's shows with Miss Saigon as well, those of us that did it in the beginning were figuring out how to sing these roles. And we were working through it, and they're really difficult to do. So we were you know, finding, oh, maybe I can do this with my voice, this with my... The kids now have grown up with these shows. So it's in their ears, and they know how to do it just out of the womb, it seems. And they just make it seem so effortless.
They make it look easy.
Yeah, and it's really impressive. So it's almost like with everything else, you have to get smarter in every business. You have to get better in every business as the years go on. So.
Well, yeah, Rite of Spring was considered impossible to play. And then a year later, orchestras were nailing it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
it's kind of scary the way the progress goes like that. Again, tickets are available at Miller Auditorium through the box office at millerauditorium.com. Or if you call 269-387-2300, you can mention the Valjean
discount.
Thank you, Peter. And set yourself up. The show runs through Sunday, so we're really lucky to have you here all week at Miller Auditorium. So I've heard that touring shows, it must be something like going on a cruise where you don't go in and see many of the ports. You know, you don't know. What is it like? You see the back doors of auditoriums?
Well, we're at the theater quite a bit, but I have to say, you know, one of the positive things about touring the country with a show is the opportunity to see all these great places and find these hidden gems of museums and historic districts and restaurants.
So you do make time for that. It's not all down.
Right.
It depends on the person. I can't do as much as some of the other people because I would just be too exhausted for the show. But it's nice to come to towns that you've never come to. Like, this is my first time in Kalamazoo. I'm really excited to see what the town looks like, what's here. And that's what's the joy about touring, you know? I mean, there are certain cities that you go to that you've been to over and over and over, and then all of a sudden you get a city like Kalamazoo, and you're like, awesome, what are the people like here? And so far, they're very nice. Thank you, Karen.
And Peter and I both travel with our wives and our dogs.
Oh, fabulous.
So we have sort of,
you
we both have a little family,
and, you know,
family structure.
At least walk around the block.
That's right. That's right. And say hello to the neighbors.
That's great. Well, you guys, thank you so much for your time this morning. I think you've been so generous.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm not sure we talked enough about how fabulous the show is, because I was kind of assuming people already knew that. But if you have any last words about why you love
Well, I hope people will come see it. This production is like looking at, I like to say it's like looking at your favorite room in your house from a different window. You can see different things in it, and it's not better or worse than the old production. It gets the same message across with the same impact, and it just feels entirely different. It's a great way to revisit the show if you've seen it before, and if you haven't, we're going to blow your minds.
And the show's been around for 25 years, but now that the movie has just come out, I feel like we are back on the forefront of pop culture again.
Yeah.
The movie is great in its way, and if you have seen the movie or you haven't seen the movie, seeing the show is a completely different experience, and I think really where the material comes alive.
See them in the same day.
Yeah. Not to take anything away from the movie, but I think if you love the movie, you're going to love the live performance that much more.
Lawrence and Peter, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Kara.